Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Curse of Kali. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Rhoda, stop playing on that thing. It gives me the creeps.
Matter, don't you like my music, Don?
Not that kind.
That's very old Hindu music, Don. It dates back thousands of years.
I know it. It sounds like a zombie singing.
Well, you know, Don, that music gives me the creeps, too. I'll never forget the first night I heard it. It was in India, and Blackstone and I were visiting the Maharaja of Bildapur. Blackstone, that awful sound. What is it? Penetrates right to the marrow of my bones.
That's the flageolet of Rabu Kala. He's charming the cobras that guard the living tomb of his master, Chandra Guru.
What are you talking about, Blackstone? I don't like that living tomb business.
Chandra Guru is the Maharaja's teacher, and...
Well, if he's in a tomb, he's the Maharaja's ex-teacher.
No.
No?
No. He'll be back when the moon is full again.
Now, Blackstone, you've got to stop scaring me this way. I know that something's been going on for a long time around here because you and that poor little Maharaja have been going off into huddles all the time. Now, you've either got to stop scaring me or you've got to tell me what this is all about.
Rhoda, India is a queer place, a very queer place. Many things happen here that no one can ever understand. Have you ever heard of Kali?
She was the wife of Shiva, wasn't she?
Yes. And her worship was celebrated by human sacrifices. Her followers were called thugs.
They were sort of a robber band, weren't they?
Oh, worse than that.
Well, what's that got to do with that eerie music?
The thugs were all done away with about 50 years ago.
Good.
But suddenly, the little Maharaja has begun getting threatening letters signed by traditional thug names.
Oh, good glory.
Usually, Chandra Guru would handle all this sort of thing for the little Raja. But he's gone into a trance and has been buried alive by his followers. He won't reappear until the moon is full again.
Well, what do the thugs want?
The death or abdication of the little Maharaja.
Mr. Blackstone?
Your Majesty. Well, I am honored that you should come to my quarters.
Mr. Blackstone, I'm sorry to bother you at this time of night, but I've just received another letter. I haven't been Raja long, you know, since my father died. And with Chandra in the trance, I have no one to turn to.
Oh, you're scared to death.
I am worried for my people, Miss Brent. I know that the thugs would make bad rulers for my people.
May I see the note, Your Highness?
Here it is.
Rhoda, come over here by the light and help me read it. Rhoda, he may only be 11 years old, but he's still the Raja. Treat him with respect.
Have you read the note, Mr. Blackstone?
This is the darkest night of November, the night the worshippers of Kali celebrate. Abdicate or you will never see the dawn.
What should I do, Mr. Blackstone? I want to do what is best for my people.
I'll tell you what to do. You curl up in Blackstone's bed and go to sleep. We'll handle this old girl for you. I hope.
Oh, I couldn't sleep. This is my responsibility. I'm the ruler. I'll go and sit in the throne room. Maybe the spirit of my father will return to me and give me guidance.
Dark outside. This is the darkest night in November.
Rhoda? You've hit on something.
Who have I now? Sometimes I surprise myself with my cleverness. What have I hit on?
Get me that smoke bomb out of my equipment. You and I are going out into the dark and call on Chandra Guru.
Let's call the whole thing off. I want to get out of here. I don't like snakes in the broad daylight, but at night...
Rabu Kela, are you there? Are you there, Kela?
Go from the tomb of my master. Go, go!
I am coming across this trench, Rabu Kela. I am coming to talk to you.
The trench is full of cobra. You cannot cross. They too guard the tomb.
I am coming over to you.
Blackstone, you fool. There are cobras in that trench. Don't, Blackstone, don't. You'll be killed.
My magic is greater than yours, Rabu Kela. I have crossed the trench.
Blackstone, you're all right?
Yes, I am all right.
Take your hands off me. Don't.
What are you doing, Blackstone?
I am tying Rabu to this tree. I want him out of the way for a while. All right, brother, he's gagged, too.
Well, can I turn on the flashlight now?
Yes, but keep it low. I don't want anyone to notice that we're here. I'm coming back across the pit now.
I was right. I knew I was.
All right. What is it, Rhoda?
Look, footprints leading away from that tree. I thought I felt something whip past me silently, but I couldn't be sure.
The prints are pointing toward the palace. Rhoda, you told me what I wanted to know. Come on. There's no time to lose.
Don't go so fast, Blackstone.
Come on.
I'm not a cat. I can't see in the dark. And this flashlight hardly gives out any light at all.
Give it to me. I lead the way. And here, it's Rabu's tajuret. Try and play that tune he was playing on it.
All right, but why?
Do as I tell you.
Blackstone, where's that smoke bomb you had?
It's gone. I'll tell you about it later. Hurry, hurry and play.
Stop!
It's a thug. He's strangling the little Raja.
Drop that noose. I've got you covered.
Mr. Blackstone.
Oh, it's okay, kid. Blackstone's got him covered. It's okay.
Ah, the palace guards. Take him in. Take the thug away.
There. Blackstone came in time. It's all right. It's all over now. Come on, kid. Aunt Rhoda's going to take you up and put you to bed in her own room. And she'll stay with you. It'll be all right in the morning. Come on, baby.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Rhoda. He's the ruler of 10 million people. You can't treat him like that.
Oh, yes, I can. Come on, dear. You'll feel better after a night's sleep. Come on.
Well, I'll be done.
Who was the thug who passed Rhoda in the dark? What happened to the smoke bomb?
The thug was Chandra Guru, the Raja's teacher.
Well, he was in a trance, though, buried alive.
People just thought he was, Don. That tree the footsteps led away from was hollow. Food and air came down it.
And that was what happened to the smoke bomb. Blackstone suspected that the tree might lead to the so-called tomb, and he dropped the smoke bomb down in it to smoke Chandra out. But he'd already left via the same tree. That was what passed me in the dark.
Well, what made you suspect, Blackstone?
Well, two things, Don. First of all, a guru or teacher wouldn't have a disciple of a low caste, as the snake charmer was. Mm-hmm. It would have made him unclean.
And it was my talking about how dark it was that gave him his second clue.
What was that?
Snake charmers don't work in the dark. It's their motions, not their music, that charm snakes. So this was proof that Rabu wasn't a snake charmer at all.
Rabu wouldn't have dared stay near the cobras, not being a charmer, if the snakes had had fangs.
So there was no danger at all in my wading through them.
So another mystery was solved by magic. Well, now what sort of a trick are you going to show us, Blackstone?
A mental trick, Don, to prove the power of mind over mind.
Well, at least that means you aren't going to borrow any coin.
No, Don. We're going into the bigger money this time. Have you a dollar bill in your pocket?
Oh.
And I want you to supply a dollar bill, too, Rhoda.
Oh.
But I'm not going to make the money vanish.
Well, that's a help. Well, Don has his dollar, and here's mine. What do we do now?
Hold the black side of the bills toward you and look at the serial number in the upper right.
What are we supposed to do? Remember the number?
Nothing as difficult as all that, Don. Just remember whether it's odd or even. Then lay your right thumb across it so you can't see it, or I can't either.
All right. Well, I've done it.
Of course, the same number appears in the lower left-hand corner.
Yes, I see it, dear.
So put your left thumb across it.
Done.
Now keep those numbers covered while I look at the portrait on the bill.
Why, it's Washington's portrait.
Of course. And George Washington always told the truth. Right now, the portrait is announcing that you are thinking of an even number.
Say, I am. Here, look at the number of the bill. It's 8414-0936.
And ending in 6, it's an even number.
Oh, I'll bet that was just a lucky guess, Blackstone.
Think so, Rhoda? Well, cover the numbers on your bill.
I've covered them.
And let me look at the portrait of Washington.
There it is. What does it tell you?
It tells me that your number is odd, Rhoda. Just read it off and prove I'm right.
And you are right. Look, Don. 503-78113. It ends in 3.
Mm-hmm. And the number ending in 3 is odd.
Say, how often could you do that trick, Blackstone?
Until you run out of dollar bills, Don. And I'll always be right.
But how in the world can you always be right?
Well, think it over a little while, Rhoda. And after you give up, I'll tell you how.
Up with a bill trick, Blackstone.
You mean you can't tell what the portrait has to do with odd or even?
Nope, I really can't.
Neither can I, Blackstone.
Well, I'll give you the answer. The portrait hasn't a thing to do with it.
Well, then why do you look at the portrait at all?
In order to notice a little letter in the upper left corner. See it there on your dollar, Rhoda?
Yes, it's a tiny letter A.
And the letter A, being the first letter in the alphabet, means that the serial number of the bill is odd.
But what if the letter was a B?
Then the serial number would be even. All you do is count through the alphabet until you come to odd, even, until you finally reach the right one.
Sure, that's right, Rhoda. Look at my bill. It has the letter H.
That's the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Why, H means even, doesn't it?
Certainly, because H is an even letter.
Yes, and my number ended with 6, which made it an even number.
And does this work with every dollar bill?
It does, Rhoda. Just ask anyone to cover the numbers with his thumb and then look for the little letter in the upper left.
And if the letter is odd or even, so is the number.
I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of Footsteps in the Night. And explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.